This week on Infinite Loop, we talk about the new Smash Brothers, Twitch plays Pokemon, and locking close relatives into car trunks. Remember, we're here to keep you in the loop. Thanks for listening. Infinite Loop episode. Well, I think it is episode 4. Technically, it's 5 because Skype recorder is the worst piece of shit in the world. Listeners, do not ever download it. Get your recorders elsewhere. Trust us on this. Who is us, you ask? Well, us just happens to be me, John Charles, and I've got my lovely co-host. Someone introduce themselves next.
Nope.
Hi, I'm Yami.
Hi, I'm Waz.
Hi, I'm Andy.
And we are here to talk to you about the gaming news that's too good not to lose. Or wait, no, it's too good to lose. It's too
what?
Good to lose.
What? Jeezy, what?
What does that even mean?
No, it's okay. That was a good try.
I just ate a whole wrap of, like, steak and rice and, like, half bowl of Sprite. So I've got a good
sense of now you're out of control.
I just had a full bowl of Chipotle and a yellow Izzy, which is delicious.
It's so weird that you're, like, oh, I ate, so I'm out of it. Like, what?
It's called the itis, Yami.
Fucking, I ate. I'm well fed. So
see, it's opposite,
it don't make sense.
It's the opposite for me, because if we record on, like, a Saturday morning, there's a good chance I haven't eaten. If we record on a Thursday night, there's a good chance it's been, like, a long time since I've eaten. So, like, I'm going on, like, the natural burst of energy, you know? Like, as nature intended, full of grilled meats and
nature's
grilled rice.
Stupid.
Truer words were never spoken.
Nature's Valley makes the best granola bars.
Dude, I love those. Even though they're, like, harder than, like,
sucks.
Plywood.
I hate those.
And they're actually really bad for you.
Dude,
the pine cones.
I fucking love them, but they're
delicious
actually bad
pine
for you.
Cones.
Ew, no. Ugh.
Mons, no one fucking asked you.
Oh, wow. It's Black History Month. You're going to...
On this, the day of Black History Month.
On this, the day. Let it be written in the records.
Oh, man, the episode we lost was us talking about that.
Yeah, we had a whole episode of us talking about people being weirdly racist to the articles that me and Waz wrote, and how Tupacalypse Now, like, beshamed us, attempted to beshame us in front of the M4G community, but people set up for us. It was very, very nice. But we'll never forget it. Apocalypse.
I recommend people go read those articles anyway.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Like I said in the last episode, that, like, a lot of people on Twitter and the Facebooks and stuff were saying, you know, like, hey, I like the article. Good job. Oh, good reading. So, like, if you've been giving us positive comments in response to this stuff, good on you. Thanks. We really appreciate it. And we love hearing from you guys. A lot of you have been posting on our Facebook page and Twitter and commenting on stuff, and, like, we love to hear from you guys, like, seriously, like, yell at us more often. If you do it on Twitter,
let it be known that the opinions and views of John Charles do not reflect the entire website of Twinfinite.
You know, America should switch to communism. I think it would work very well for it, don't you guys think?
I repeat.
Speaking of governing the general internet, though, I was kidding about the communism thing. I'm a patriot at heart. This is for my boy America. We love you, America. But as far as democracy goes, and anarchy, the hotness this week has been Twitch plays Pokemon. Have you guys been keeping up with this at all?
Oh, God, yes.
So
well, great. Not oh, God, yes, but, like, I'll log in, like, once every 2 days, just see that they're still in the same building. They were in the Sylph Company building, I think, for, like, 2 or 3 days. It was great.
Is that the one with the puzzles? Because that's the one that I was watching where they would not move. They just kept going in circles.
Okay, for the listeners out there who might be a little confused about what's going on right now, if you somehow have been living under a rock that's not on the internet, what Twitch Plays Pokemon is that some guy set up a random Twitch account where basically he set it up where people could type inside of the Twitch chat, the different buttons of a Game Boy, you know, left, right, up, down, B, A, start, select, that sort of thing, right? And he made this, I guess it was like a macro or a bot or something that would take, like, all these commands from the chat and would feed them into this emulator to play a game of Pokemon. So basically, like, every time somebody types in the word right, Ash would step right. Or, like, every time someone pushes the start button, the start button would be pressed. And so, like, if you're in a fight, they'll push, the menu will come up or whatever. Or, like, if you push A, then suddenly it'll push A in the game and they'll release, like, half of their Pokemon into the wild. Like, they've been doing so far.
Oh, yeah. They've already released, like, a Charmeleon and everything. This is awful.
The most frustrating thing in the world for someone like me. I'm super control freak when it comes to Pokemon games. It's horrible. Like, my little cousin came over for his birthday or something, so we got him Pokemon. This is, like, a couple years ago. We got him, like, Pokemon, I don't know, Pearl, Diamond, whatever, one of those two. So I saw him play it for, like, a week, and then I went over there to drop off some stuff. And I was like, oh, how far have you got a Pokemon? He goes, oh, I beat the third, you know, gym leader, and I got all these Pokemon. And I looked at it, and I was like, no, this is wrong. And I restarted it. I like, stole his DS for, like, 3 days.
Okay.
I restarted it. I made him like, a nice team. I had a couple Pokemon in the PC. And I was like, okay, this is the team you use from now on, okay? You
don't catch
anyone. Oh, my God.
Super controlling about
it. Horrifying.
Wow.
I was, like, 20 at the time, too, so that's...
He's going to be on a psychiatrist's couch one day, like, recounting this experience.
Yes, he will. I mean, this is after we locked him in the trunk as a 4-year-old, so...
What?
Is that a joke, or...
No, we...
You
it was,
keep these things to yourself.
It was that me and my oldest cousin, we were 17, 18, and he was my little cousin was like 4.
That doesn't make it any better.
It was a really small car, so we're like, dude, just hop in the trunk. We want to see if you fit. He goes, okay. So he gets in the trunk and we close it. And then we didn't realize it locks from the outside, so you have to, like, go and get the keys to open it back up again. So he's like banging on the trunk door, and we're like, and we're just out there laughing like a bunch of assholes for like 3-4 minutes.
And then the tow truck came.
Yeah, almost.
I hate that, because I was the person, like, getting into the trunk type of shit, because I'm the youngest in my family. So you're an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I had to endure a lot of torments with two older sisters. It was great. It was
video
fun.
Games was the only thing that wasn't ruined for me. And then you ruined that guy's Pokemon. Exactly, because nobody played video games.
Can you imagine the fights went that it would be now if Yami was one day locked into a trunk when she was 4 years old?
I'd be a murderer.
My thing was,
I'd be a serial killer.
My thing was, I have two sisters and no brothers. So whenever I got together with my boy cousins, we'd just act like idiots all the time. To this day, we're like 25 and older, and we still get together and just act like idiots.
I think this pure, just, like, madness that comes from just, like, unbridled freedom is the perfect kind of, like, it just, like, perfectly just, like, represents, like, what this, like, Twitch Plays Pokemon has been, like, doing so far, because, like, naturally, as you can imagine, since, like, it's so easy to just, like, run in and type stuff in, people have just been going in and just, like, constantly typing in, like, start and stuff, or, like, buttons to, like, intentionally mess it up and whatnot, and fortunately, to help satisfy people like Moz, I think, who want order, I guess. It's not very clear at this point.
I am super dictator status when it comes to Pokemon. Like, I'm Stalin, Putin, whatever you want to call me.
The Putin of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Wait, what are they doing to bring order? Because I only saw disorder constantly.
They made a new system where instead of... Yeah, go ahead, JC.
Yeah, you go ahead. I've been talking a lot. You explain it.
All right. Oh my God, thank you, you're so nice.
I know, right?
So instead of, like, a free-for-all, like one person puts right, so then red goes right, it's whatever action or command gets the most votes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then if, like, 10 people press start and then 9 people press right, the game will press start. The problem, though, is that for some reason there's a command where you can put start 9, and then it presses start 9 times.
Oh,
so
God.
Start 9 wins. Nothing literally happens aside from going start, start, start. So people are, like, going back to, like, it's called anarchy and democracy. And then people type in anarchy or democracy, and then it keeps going, fluctuating back and forth.
Oh, my God.
So, like,
this is incredible.
If you want self-code, it's like they have to do democracy. Otherwise, they're just never going to get out of there. But, like, when they're just in the wild, it's just, like, free game, you know?
Mm-hmm. If you want like a detailed write-up, Sharon, which is a new writer on staff, wrote up the whole history of this Twitch Plays Pokemon thing and described everything, and it's on twinfinite.net. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Have you been talking?
It's a little haunting as well that, like, reading it. You should read it. Just go read it, and then you'll see what I mean. Because it really does seem like a social experiment.
Is she talking? Has she been talking about, like, the Helix fossil and, like, was it, it's, like, the chosen seed or something?
She, like, broke down every single aspect of it, just, like, from the gameplay to, like, the lore that they built around this game.
Dude, so it was funny. So in-depth.
Yeah. And speaking of the Helix thing, Claudia put up a picture. Claudia's another writer on the staff, by the way. You should know this already, listeners. You should know.
Previously, Claudia
put up a picture of at UF. She's a student at UF, and, like, these girls were picketing next to, like, religious freaks. I shouldn't say freaks. That's mean. But these are, like, really terrible
types of people. Like, Westboro Baptist.
Exactly. The Westboro. Exactly. They were picketing next to the Westboro people, holding up signs that said, praise the Helix, or something like that. That's the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God. The best one I saw was somebody made, like, an Egyptian-style hieroglyphic, like, history of Twitch Plays Pokemon. So, like, it starts off with, like, the Helix, like, in the sky, like Ra or something, and, like, the people, like, breathing up to it with, like, symbols for, like, up and down and DNA everywhere, and, like, some people are, like, each of the Pokemon that they've gone through and stuff, and, like, them, like, releasing Pokemon into the wild, and it's just, like, fantastic.
Does anybody know who started it, though?
You know, that's interesting. I really haven't heard anything. I mean, it's very clear that, like, they're keeping up with this, because they've introduced, like, Democracy and Anarchy, but, like, I guess it's just, like, some guy just kind of did it, you know?
Right.
You know, what's kind of funny about this, too, is, like, this sounds like something that, like, Peter Molyneux would have come up with or something, you know? You guys know that? The fake Peter Molyneux account on Twitter that just, like, spouts
out. I love it.
Peter Molyneux?
So funny.
Yeah, Peter Molyneux. Like, this sounds like something he could have come up with, even, you know? It's like, it's kind of like that whole, like, what was it, the curiosity with, like, the cubes? And, like, if you get rid of cubes and add cubes or pay to, like, make it easier or worse or something. Like, I feel like that has achieved the exact same thing, but for free and in a way that has captured the hearts of, like, hundreds of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so just complete free-for-all blood.
Did you guys see that, what is it, Rev3 Games? They made Twitch Plays Adam Sessler. I didn't actually watch it. So that sounds like it'd be terrible. He's, like, he's older, so it's, like, they're making him do all this stuff. I know, I just imagined them saying, like, go left, go right, go right, go
they
left.
I think they had set it up kind of like a Scum game, because they had, like, the commands on the bottom of the screen, like, talk, use, push, open, like, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I was out last night, so I didn't get a chance to, like, actually watch it, but I caught my attention to it, and I was like, that might be the only way they could top that, is by having just, like, a real-life person do it, because, like, there's, like, no doubt in my mind that there'll be, like, multiple just kind of, like, copycats and, like, clones of this thing. Like, yeah. I think they're already doing with the original Final Fantasy on NES.
Oh my god, that's gonna be impossible.
I know, that one's, like, so unforgiving, too.
Oh, they're trying they're trying to do the same thing with that fucking, oh, jeez, have mercy on their souls.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the switch.
Which is a good question. If you guys could do this with, like, any other game, like, what game do you think would be worth letting Twitch try and control?
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls!
Oh, God.
See, you can't do this game, this type of thing with anything other than, like, a old-school RPG.
Yeah, something where the time doesn't, like, I guess, like, affect it or whatever, because, like, one of my friends tweeted, Hotline Miami, Twitch Plays Hotline Miami.
That's impossible.
Then my friend was like, he really wanted to see Twitch play Octodad. I'm just kind of like, that.
That seems pretty interesting.
I don't even know how that would work because of the controls.
Exactly. Like, it'd be too easy for trolls just like, make it never work.
Pokemon is a perfect game for it, yeah.
I guess
so. Or any, RPG, but in 2D. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe a Half Minute Hero.
Oh my gosh, then they'd have to, like, actually, like, coordinate to, like, get the commands in, like, in time and stuff.
It'd be
but no,
yeah,
but they won't. Yeah. People won't coordinate.
Someone should just make a game based around this, like, kind of like Journey, where it matches up with you with strangers, but just, like, it matches you up with, like, maybe, like, 10 other strangers, and you have to work together to finish a game before, like, time runs out.
Yeah, it was amazing to see... Wants to just be pissed off. It was amazing to see, like, the teamwork going on. Like, when it was anarchy, it was fucking annoying. But then when everybody was saying, like, up, 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 to make him go to, like, the correct direction, it was nice to see that. And then there's always that asshole that ruins it all by, like, pressing start.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. You know what this reminds me of, actually? Have you guys ever played the versus mode in the original Katamari?
No. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's really cool, but if you're not good at it, it's the most unplayable thing on Earth. Because what happens is, like... In the other Katamari games, it's like Katamari versus Katamari. In the first one, it's two people on one Katamari, and you have to work together to push it. And it's not like you have, it's not like each person takes like one stick. You're both using both your sticks, but you have to like work together to actually move it around.
Wow, I completely forgot about that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but that was really frustrating.
The Achievement Hunter guys sometimes do this funny thing where they get two guys doing a let's play of Amnesia or like of Slenderman, and one person's handling the camera and the other person's handing walking. Pretty hilarious.
Did you say Slenderman?
Slenderman.
He goes around like writing.
He's a salamander man.
No, he goes around writing like libelous articles on other people.
Slenderman.
I'm just thinking like a space evil. Slenderman. A Slenderman.
The Slenderman.
Just your dribbling behind you.
That's right. Come on and Slenderman.
He might be making a Space Jam 2 with LeBron James.
Yeah.
No. Ew.
It can't be good, though, because, well, I'm 23, so I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, but LeBron James isn't as cool as Michael Jordan.
I've heard that they compare them, like, so much.
They do.
Maybe. I don't know.
They're always trying to say, is LeBron James the next Michael Jordan?
It's so stupid to ever say that, to say, oh, is this person the next blank? It's like, I'm just fucking looking at them.
Yeah. He probably doesn't like that.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
He's just sitting at home watching TV. Hey, guys. Quit it. Come on, quit it.
He watches. He looks so happy of the way he played the game, and then the announcer says, is he the next Michael Jordan? A, like, tear falls down his eyes.
I just want to be me.
Just want to be me. Sorry.
All right. I think we've, oddly enough, covered as much as Twitch plays Pokemon as we can without infringing on Claudia's article there. So,
420. Praise it.
But, no,
praise it.
Darren's article.
Oh, 420 plays it. Okay, but...
Oh, yeah. Did you put that image in the article? Sorry.
420 plays it. Praise it. Sorry.
Anyway.
No, the article is up on Twiffin.net, and you all should read it. Bye, Sharon.
Indeed. You can go read it while we take a quick break. You know?
Yeah!
Get, like, 30 seconds of music and try and see how much you can read in 30 seconds. It'll be a little game. Try and make that a good score. Then try and beat it again.
Sorry.
All right. Or you could just pause the... podcast while you go. All right,
nope.
Whatever.
This is why. All right. This is why.
To say. No explanation. This is why.
All right. We'll see you guys in a few seconds. Finally seeing it. I'm so proud.
Well, it depends on if Andy goes with me.
Just go see it anyway.
No, I don't go to the movie.
See what?
What am I, a spinster? Yeah.
All right. Okay, It's a Wonderful Life. Keep it down here. You right, guys ready to get started?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, welcome back, listeners. I hope you enjoyed that little musical interlude once more. Today, we're going to talk additionally about Super Smash Brothers, no subtitle yet. You guys excited for this one?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Eh?
So yeah.
Why are you so mad about it, Andy?
Wait, what are you talking about, no subtitle yet?
Life.
Everybody's eh, it's on the same.
I...
Wait.
fully invested in Brawl on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Melee on the GameCube. And when Brawl came out, I played it, and I was like, ew, this is disgusting, because I played it with a Wiimote.
Oh, how could you?
And
I played it with the GameCube controller.
I almost threw up all over my hands.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah.
That's what I was told, but it left such a bad impression on me that I just swore off the game forever.
Well, there's also the fact that, like, I've been playing Smash since Melee, and, like, when Brawl came out, I've been playing Smash for, like, maybe almost 10 years. So I didn't realize until I tried to pick a controller, but Smash is almost entirely muscle memory for me. Like, I cannot process the game on a different controller.
It's...
I haven't played it since the N64 one, and then the GameCube controller is so fucking perfect for it for me. So I did not use the Wiimote. It just seems impossible to play it that way.
That big A button. That big A button is what makes it, like, feel so good.
I love Smash stuff. I would admit that Brawl was, like, the worst one in the series, but I'm really excited for the next one.
My opinion is, like, I think there was a lot of stuff in Brawl that I think they tried to do to make it more casual in weird ways, such as tripping and the fact that everybody falls at the same speed. But I feel like the thing about, like, Melee is, like, to be good at Melee, you have to be good at it. To be good at Brawl, it's, like, anybody can pick it up and immediately play it, but it's, like, you know a good player from, like, a bad player.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Let's go back to the subtitle thing. It totally has a subtitle.
When is it?
It's Super Smash Bros. 4.
Yeah.
4.
2, 4, Furious, yes. 4, Fast.
It's for Wii U. It's brilliant. It's so fun. For a while, I was just like, hold on.
I feel like they're probably going to call it, like, Super Smash Bros. 3D on the 3DS or something, or...
Initially I was like, wait, what? Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, that's... Yeah, and then you read it out loud, and you're like, Super Smash Bros. 4...
You know what they're probably going to call it? They're probably going to call it New Super Smash Bros.
I think 4 Wii U and 4... It's already, like, too close to the release to the change the name.
Yeah, that's the final. I mean, look, they already have the logos and stuff.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I was saying, like, that being said, like, what system do you guys think you're going to be getting it on?
I'm leaning towards 3DS.
If I was to get it, I would get it for the Wii U. I'd get a Wii U first, and then I'd get it.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to sell my Wii U, so that's why I'm thinking about getting it for the 3DS.
Would you be selling your Wii U anytime soon? Because I'm kind of in the market for one.
I don't know. I'll think about it. I'm still thinking about it. I don't know. Because I think I'm just going to go with 3DS because I know more people are getting it on the 3DS.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody has a Wii U.
I'm looking forward to just, like, going to
Andy, you're not the only person I know.
Hey.
Please.
No, I mean, no. Well, the thing with me is that if I get it on the 3DS, if I'm going to play with friends, everyone will need a copy. And a 3DS. Yeah. And if we're going to play together, we'll all need, like, a charger. But with, like, a Wii U, we just all sit on the couch, just hand out the 80 billion different controllers that there is for the Wii U, and then just have big, beautiful HD intensity.
I think I've already made myself clear as, like, the loner gamer of Twin Finish. Like, I don't give a shit about playing with friends.
The awesome thing about 3DS is that you probably play it, like, at conventions or something, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I'm looking forward to just, like, going to MAGFest and just, like, waiting in line for, like, panels and just playing Smash against, like, whoever has a room open. Like, that'd be nice if you could just, like, jump into rooms at random. That would be very fun. But, like, if this game were coming out, like 6 years ago when I was in high school and, like, we would spend, like, the whole bus ride just playing Mario Kart DS in, like, the back seats or whatever, like, hell yeah, I'd get it on the 3DS in an instant, but it's, like...
Hell yeah.
I'm with Andy, where it's just kind of like, I do like the novelty of, like, having it on the big screen and, like, sitting down with people and, like, the nice HD graphics and stuff, right? Because, like, that should be really nice as well, too. And also, the 3DS, the buttons of the 3DS, like, they make my hand hurt something fierce. It's like playing a game with a cheese grater.
With, like, action games, I just can't be holding it for too long because my hands are cramping up, so...
Yeah, like, I have no idea how I can possibly, like, play it on there, like, between, like, the really clicky buttons. Because I have a 3DS and an XL, and I wish I had an XL. But between the clicky buttons, the weird shoulder buttons, and, like, the kind of like odd dead zone of the analog stick. I'm just kind of like, I do not know how I will play that game and be like as adept with it as I am on a console. Just because, like I said, it's like pure, it's almost purely like muscle memory for me. Like my muscles just know what to do when I'm playing Smash.
It's so weird. Sometimes I'll play Smash with friends, and then at some point, like the match will finish, I'll be like, "What just happened?" Like, you didn't even know what this fuck just happened in the last 10 minutes. You've just been on autopilot. It's weird by now.
It's the best when you have like a Neo moment, and you're in the middle of a fight, and you can step back from yourself and say like, "What the fuck am I doing?" But you're still fighting anyway. You're
oh
like,
"Oh my god!"
Just keep going.
You just
keep
described.
Going.
You just described a phenomenon that I've never been able to, like, place. Like, I remember the first time it happening was when I was playing Mario Kart 64, mm-hmm. and I completely zoned out. And then by the time I came back, it was like, I won the game. I was like, what just happened? What, how did I do that? So I guess it is just procedural memory.
Yeah, I've never known. I've been having that with, like, Ikaruga on Steam right now, because, like, that's one of my favorite games of all time, and I'm playing it, and it's like, I want to actually take an attempt to be actually good at that game now, and just, like, I'm playing it, and, like, I'm getting to, like, the first three stages without dying, and it's like, how am I doing this? And it's like, I just know what to do.
I am Neo.
But, so, like, there's been, like, a lot of, like, really new characters, but, are there any standout new ones so far, or, like, ones you guys want to see in there?
Just Bayonetta for me.
Yeah, Bayonetta. You know, I never played it.
I'm still really happy about Little Mac being in there, because I adore Punch-Out. That's probably one of my favorite Nintendo games that, like, they've ever done. So I'm just very happy he's finally in there.
So quick. I love how he's just, like, ground. Like, you better be up in the air, otherwise you're going to be demolished into the consistency of Skittles if you get anywhere near Little Mac on the ground. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think Sakurai was talking about just, like, he has, like, no air game at all.
Mm-mm. No. Well, that's cool, though. He's a big difference from, like, other people, like Toon Link.
What the hell is his triple jump going to be? I don't understand.
Wait, he has a triple jump? Or are you talking about his,
Like, his recovery?
In the trailer, it looks like he has a spinning uppercut, but it just goes directly up, so it's kind of like you got to be there on the edge to land
so
it.
So Shoryuken is his B up?
Shoryuken?
Pretty probably, much. Like, Ike. Like, Ike, he just, like, goes straight up.
Oh, yeah, Ike does just go straight up, and you either are there or you're not. Same thing with Dedede, except he has some control over him, but he's up in the air, too.
This is why Fox is the best character ever for Smash, no one will ever top him.
Oh, quick hits. Who's everybody's main?
Fox.
Fox.
Falco. Peach. Oh, shit, I play a mean Peach, too.
Falco. Falco is
slower than Fox, so.
Slower, and his gun does that infuriating knockback thing.
See, that's the thing. It's weird, because, like, in most fighting games, I always play, like, small and fast characters, but, like, Fox is too fast for me, but Falco is, like, the perfect just kind of, like, speed for me that I like, because, like, not only is he a little bit slower, but he's still fast enough, and he has a better sense of weight than Fox has, because Fox is kind of, like, he's kind of like a war of attrition, kind of like a Sheik, where it's, like, a bunch of little hits and then like a finishing move. But like with Falco, it's like, if you know what you're doing, any given move could be like a knockout move at any time.
Mm. No, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's no, I is. Probably don't.
You guys are so
fighting game fans are fucking crazy, man. Like yesterday, I tweeted like, so who's everybody's Smash main? And then, like, I had a bunch of people telling me, like, all excited for the game and shit. Like, oh, I'm Fox. I'm Falco. Fucking Henry from staff, by the way. He said that Fox is the worst. Screw you, Henry.
What?
He's shout fired. Out to on Henry. Fired. Anyways, you know, the fucking one guy goes up and he's like, he said Marth. And then he says, because Smash is a like, broken game for little children. And I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. I'm just having fun.
Like, well, most fighting games are broken and games are for children. Yes, this is true.
I replied saying, who cares? Who cares? Like, I just put it in caps. Like, who gives a fuck?
I want to just start, like, linking people. Like, you're like, this game's broken just to, like, oh, maybe this game will suit you better. Just, like, link them to, like, a ROM of Pong.
To be fair, you guys are all predictable as hell. Like, Fox, Falco. They're awesome, but everyone uses Fox and Falco.
No, everybody uses Kirby and Jigglypuff. Everybody uses those stupid little bitches. Like,
who the fuck uses Jigglypuff?
And Link.
Well,
Alex uses Jigglypuff, actually.
I was about to say, I do not exclusively play Falco. He's just like the character that I am best with. I also play Mario. I play Peach. I played Sonic. Like, most people hate Sonic, but I actually like Sonic. I used to like it for a little while.
And then I play Link, but that's it. Like, I only stick to... I play Captain Falcon, too.
I play Fox and Ganondorf. I love Ganondorf. He's so slow, but if you could connect all his hits, so much damage.
Ganondorf's a slow-ass Captain Falcon, though. I don't like
One of my favorite Smash stories is that I went to this tournament with my friends once, and my buddy that I play, like, almost all of my fighting games with, like, he's a much bigger, like, fighting game fan than I am, but he played like, maybe the single best Ganondorf I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, like, his up B where he, like, does the thing where he grabs?
Mm-hmm.
The move is called the Dark Grab, but he likes to call it the Electro Hump. And so, like, we were at this tournament, and Boone was like, oh, man, I love the Ganondorf Electro Hump. And this nerd's like, it's called the Dark Grab. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's the Electro Hump. No, it's the Dark Grab. His move is called the Dark Grab. And this guy was getting so pissed that he was calling it the Electro Hump. Fighting game fans are fucking nuts.
Fucking stupid, too. Shut the fuck up and just enjoy the game.
Shut your fucking mouths. Just
shut your mouth.
did your fluids just, like, drain? Like, did you punch it?
I was trying to imitate them, like, with the...
I thought you just stuck the mic in your mouth and ate it.
I could do it again.
I've got this giant Yeti. That would be fun to stick in my mouth. Wait, what did I say?
What?
I didn't say that. What? What?
What? What?
You know the Yeti, that microphone? That's the kind of microphone I have.
Oh,
yeah. It's just a gigantic piece of metal.
This is an all-ages podcast, and you're just making it filthy.
It's a broken podcast, and it's for kids, Andy. No one's taking it seriously.
No one takes it seriously. It's broken.
We're all Marth.
I also like playing as Marth, actually. No, Roy, because Roy has to fight.
Roy's our boy. Roy's our boy. Roy's our boy.
We like Ike.
They do say we like Ike.
Captain. Oh, God.
Fox. I always make fun of it because it sounds like fuck. Like the crowd is just being tortured.
Oh, and snake.
I went for a while, and I would just go through the sound test in the Smash Brothers games, and just hear like, whoo, whoo, whoo.
My favorite is in a. My favorite is in a brawl with all the character selects, and you go to each character, and it's like Mario, Jigglypuff, Pikachu, Link, Luigi. Like, the announcer sounds like so confused.
Oh, and the best thing about playing, there's only one good thing about playing with the Wii Remote in Brawl, is because when you choose your character, you hear, like, Pikachu, Pika! Or, like, Peach, hi!
Yami, I'm going to blow your mind wide open right now. Announcer from Brawl, it's the announcer from Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, seriously?
Yep.
Glad.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I shit you not. It's the same announcer.
Do you know him?
I wish I did.
I love Fox's Mission Complete. I love Super Smash. So great.
We do love Smash. I think it's time for a little break, you guys.
Nope.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, democracy rules 2-2. That means we win.
It's 3-1. What?
Yeah, it would be
3-1. I don't math. I'll see you guys in number seconds. So, guys, it's time to wrap up the show for the week. Did you guys have a fun time? You learn anything good today?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The power of friendship.
The power of Fox with those bunny ears.
I learned that I can't stand any of you people.
He's so fast.
The feeling is mutual, friend.
Wow.
I fucking hate you.
When is the thing over already?
Jesus.
Is there anything coming up on Twitter this week that you guys want to pimp out or anything?
Lightning Returns review is going to be up.
Gaming happens as always.
I have two surprise features coming out. One's about Keith David and his amazing voice.
What about my amazing voice?
Your voice sucks, donkey dick.
I sound like Keith David.
No, you
like, if Keith David and Morgan Freeman made a baby, it would sound like me.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think so.
Does Morgan Freeman have any kids?
Me.
Quiet you. All right. So, is there anything else you guys want to say before we sign off for good? Well, not for good, but for the day. 420, is it?
Yeah, 420, blaze it. Puff, puff, pass.
Puff, puff, pass. That's what the wizards do.
Don't snort marijuana. That's how you turn into
gay.
An animal.
That's how you turn.
That's the secret.
I did it, and now I'm gay, and I regret it.
Oh, that stuff's so sad.
Jesus Christ, you guys. I have to be PR for this shit. Shut your mouth.
She was a hoe.
The joke is that I'm actually gay, guys. Don't call the PR police. Whatever.
Alright, bye.
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 I just want to run outside, buck naked, and just frolic in the sun.
I want a Slurpee.
How many?
My friends are going to Coldstone right now, actually. It's 50 degrees.
I think it should be about the same temperature for me as it is for Moss, too.
It's like fucking 90 right now in my room. It's hot as shit.
Good lord.